All right, it's what we opened the show with, and it's what we're going to continue this hour with. We opened the show letting you know that we lost Dick Dale, a local legend. A legend, period, but local, man. He's a surfer. If you ever surfed out on the wedge, you probably fought him for a wave at one point. But we lost him at 81 years old this past weekend. We opened the show with his biggest hit. But I want to tell you a little bit about this guy, Richard Anthony Mansour, known professionally as Dick Dale, an American rock guitarist known as the King of Surf Guitar. They call him a pioneer of surf music. He was the pioneer of surf music, drawing on his Middle Eastern music scales and experimenting with reverberation. He worked closely with Fender Music Instruments Corporation to produce custom-made amplifiers, including the first ever 100-watt guitar amp. He was the original guy that went to 11, okay? He pushed the limits of electric amplification technology, helping to develop new equipment that was capable of producing a louder guitar sound without sacrificing reliability. And guitar nerds know all about that, okay? A little bit later on in the program, by the way, we're going to be talking to some folks that actually worked with Dick, friends that we really, really appreciate them calling in this morning to share some stories with us. We're also going to get his thoughts on music and life in his own words. This next half hour or so. You know, he was born Richard Anthony Mansour in Boston. He was of Lebanese descent from his father and Polish Belarusian descent from his mother. His family subsequently moved to Quincy, Massachusetts. He learned to play the piano when he was 9 after listening to his aunt play it. He picked it up pretty fast. He was given a trumpet in 7th grade, and later he got a ukulele for $6 and part exchange after becoming influenced by Hank Williams. I gave you the ukulele story a little earlier this morning, that he was selling Nivea cream in order to earn half of the coupons to pay for that. The first song he played on the ukulele was the Tennessee Waltz. He also was influenced musically by his uncle, who taught him how to play the tarabaki, and he could play the oud. I'm giving homage to Tommy for showing me how to pronounce that. Dale then bought a guitar from a friend for $8, paying him in installments. He learned to play it again pretty fast, using a combination of styles incorporating both lead and rhythm styles, so that the guitar kind of filled the place of drums. Now, that's amazing to think about that, in that you want to play your guitar to make it sound like drums. He began playing in local country bars where he met Texas Tiny, who gave him the name Dick Dale because he thought it was a good name for a country singer. Dale is credited as one of the first electric guitarists to employ non-Western scales in his playing. He regularly used reverb, which became a trademark of surf guitar. And being left-handed, he tried to play right-handed guitar, but then he changed the model of guitar and went to a left-handed model. He did it without restringing the guitar, leading him to effectively play the guitar upside down, often playing by reaching over the fretboard rather than wrapping his fingers around from up underneath. And again, that's a guitar nerd thing. The guitar nerds will totally get that. His performances at the Rendezvous Ballroom in Balboa in the mid to late 1961 are credited with really the creation of the surf music phenomenon right here in Orange County. Dale asked for and gained permission to use the 3,000-person capacity ballroom for surfer dances after he was just totally overcrowding the local ice cream parlor where he performed. That made him seek other venues, bigger places. And the Rendezvous ownership and the city of Newport Beach agreed to his request on the condition that he prohibit alcohol sales and implemented a dress code. Dale's events at the ballroom, called the Stomps, quickly became legendary, and the events routinely sold out. Let's give you something that you would have heard at one of those Stomps. Dick Dale, Wedge. And if the Wedge sounds familiar, yeah, it's exactly what you're thinking about. We'll be right back. written about the wedge right here in Newport Beach. We're going to keep it going. This is called Tidal Wave. The great Dick Dale. Great legend Dick Dale passed this weekend at 81. That song was called Tidal Wave, and the song before it, obviously, The Wedge, written about The Wedge right here in Newport Beach. And Let's Go Trippin', by the way, is one of the first surf rock songs. Period. You know what? The very first one I ever heard was Let's Go Trippin'. This was followed by the more locally released songs, including Jungle Fever and Surf Beat. On his own Deltone label. His first full-length album was Surfer's Choice in 1962. The album was picked up by Capitol Records and distributed nationally, and he soon began appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show and in films where he played his signature singles. He later stated, "I still remember the first night we played Miserloo." He changed the tempo that night, and just started cranking it. And he said that it was an eerie feeling that people came up rising off the floor and they were chanting and stomping to that song. I guess that was the beginning of the Surfer's Stomp. The second album he had was named after his performing nickname, King of the Surf Guitar, which we just heard a couple of songs off of that. He later said there was a tremendous amount of power he felt while surfing. And that feeling of power was simply transferred into his guitar. And his playing style reflected that experience. Dale and the Deltones performed both sides of his Capitol single, Secret Surfin' Spot and Surfin' and Swingin', in the popular 1963 movie Beach Party, starring Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello. Those two made a bunch of beach movies, Beach Blanket Bingo, Beach Party. Everything about that beach, those beach movies, they were so cool. Because the soundtracks were so cool. And you know what? It makes me actually want to watch like Beach Blanket Bingo. That had like Don Rickles in it. That movie was actually really funny and pretty good. But the soundtracks just killed. Now, these movies helped bring Dale, surf music, and the culture to national prominence. Yeah, it did. And they performed songs, My First Love, Running Wild, Muscle Beach, in the 1964 film Muscle Beach Party. That's another one. Some great beach movies, man, and I'm so glad that Dick Dale's music was in those and we had a chance, you know, to grow up and watch them. Now, surf rock's national popularity was somewhat brief as the British invasion began to overtake the American charts in 64. And though he continued performing live, Dale developed cancer. And in the liner notes of Better Shred Than Dead, the Dick Dale anthology, he quoted Jimi Hendrix saying, "You'll never hear surf music again," in response to hearing he might be terminally ill. He covered Third Stone from the Sun as a tribute to Hendrix. I'm going to look for that and play it a little bit later on this morning for you. But right now, let me give you the first surf hit ever, really. The very first and coolest surf hit. This is called Let's Go Trippin', Dick Dale.
Let's go trippin'.
That's the legend right there, Dick Dale. You know, the use of Ms. Rulu in 1994 in the Quentin Tarantino film Pulp Fiction got him a brand new audience, man. No kidding. That, you know, those of us that already loved him, we gained a new appreciation for him. And those that had never heard of him just got, they were brand new fans. That following year, John Peel praised his playing following a gig at the Garage in London. He recorded a surf rock version of the Camille Saint-Saëns aquarium for Carnival of the Animals for the musical score of the enclosed roller coaster Space Mountain right here in Anaheim, which is cool. I miss that, but in 2009, I mentioned weeks ago, I haven't gone to Disneyland in forever. In 2009, Dale was inducted into the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville. He's also a 2011 inductee into the Surfing Walk of Fame right here in Huntington Beach, California. That's huge. That's actually really huge. Dale was married at least twice in the early 70s. His wife, Jeannie Mansour, was a Las Vegas dancer who worked in a revue with Dale. Their son, James, was 20 in 2012. Dale said that same year he had not spoken to Jeannie in over a decade and rarely saw James. As of 2015, his wife Lana was his manager. Now, there's a bunch of just, if you ever want to just spend a day listening to great music, just pop on any Dick Dale album, really, and you'll get some great music. Check this out. Where else are you going to hear this, man? Skills. And let's not stop there. We'll be right back. said skilled. Yeah, very skilled. Now, let's hear from Dick Dale in his own words. A little bit about life, music. We'll give you a couple of minutes about life and music from Dick Dale in his own words.
A long time ago. To experience is to know. To know is to understand. To understand is to tolerate. And to tolerate is to have peace. Third eye. Took me 18 years to understand that. Another 18 years to apply it. Don't worry about today. Don't worry today about tomorrow. If you worry today about tomorrow, you've screwed up today. So what's really important is to savor every little thing in your life at this moment that you are breathing. Don't sweat the small stuff. And music is really a door opener. Music soothes the beast. It takes the savage from the beast. That is the reason why when people that you would normally run from on the street, you'll see them all congregate together in one place watching a performer perform to the music that they particularly like. And that's what it's all about. The music itself is it's like a catalyst. And people say to me, how come there's so many different types of people coming to your concerts? It's because I play to the grassroots people. I do not play to musicians. Musicians count on the one and the people count on the one. So by me playing on the one, I'm truly playing to the people when they clap. People will clap on a one. Example. If you do a song, well, the game, if the musician says, everybody follow us, they'll go like this. Well, the games people play now, every night and every day now. If you notice, that's the offbeat. Once that musician stops and the audience is still clapping, here's what happens to the audience. They're going to start like this. Well, the games people play now, every night and every day now. And all of a sudden, when the musician starts clapping, the audience is going to go like this. Well, the games people play now, every night and every day now. You see, they were on the on beat. So when I play, all of my solos, all of my rhythms are all done on dun-dun-da-da-dun-dun-da-da-dun-dun-da-da-dun-dun-da. And that's why they can feel what I do. So when you learn music, learn grassroots music, right, to the people that you're playing. That music is universal, all the way back to the days of not Colonel Parker, that was in my mind because we were good friends. It goes all the way back to the days of King Arthur. And King Arthur would say, play me something on the lyre. I'm upset. Jester. And he'd play. And he was soothed by the music. Music makes you forget all your problems. It's a soothing factor. And it forgets who you are. It's your best friend. It's almost like the bartender who talks to the man who's drinking. Music will soothe you. So, to me, when I play, whether it is power, sweetness, I go all the different ways in all my CDs. It takes you on a psychological ride. It's like painting like Salvador Dali. And that's what you would be doing with your music. So remember that. I was told one thing by Freddie Tavares from Hawaii. He said, Dick, learn to love and find the beauty in everything that you play, every style of music. Why? Because you might have to play it for nothing one day. Find the beauty in everything. So that's basically it.
On behalf of the entire KX93.5 family, love you, Dick Dale. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to a couple of artists that worked with Dick, friends. Mornings with Ed.
LP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.